You're listening to SBS News.
Outside Frankfurt's town hall in a picturesque cobbled square, I'm watching couple after couple emerge, having just got married.
There's a sense of new beginnings, and that rather matches the public mood in Germany heading into a new post-Angela Merkel era. Everyone here has a wish list, of course, but when it comes to foreign policy, most voters say Nein Danke to a more prominent role.
We asked whether Germany's international standing will be decreased after Merkel, and that's not something Germans were concerned about.
Liana Fix is Director of International Affairs at the Kerber Foundation in Berlin. It regularly polls the German public.
If it's about sort of instruments like development aid, there's much more willingness to contribute. But if it is really about engagement in crises, which might involve a military component, there's much more reluctance.
People I chat to here tell me their country's Nazi past has made them squeamish about their soldiers armed and active overseas, and fearful their politicians could be seen as domineering. They prefer Germany working with others, they say, in NATO or the EU.
I think it's not good for Germany to be on the top. Look at America. America first. But we Germans, I think we should act a little bit from the background.
My parents were born right after the Second World War, and so that comes up. Because it's taught in schools, it's shaped our way of thinking.
But Germany's stature abroad has grown in recent years, shunted out of its backseat comfort zone by big shifts in geopolitics, the euro and migrant crises, Brexit, Donald Trump in the White House.
They're comfortable world that Germany has relied on for the last few decades, which enabled it not to be so present in the leadership, is disappearing.
Mark Leonard is the director of the European Council on Foreign Relations.
People were very spooked by Donald Trump and the way that he seemed to have a bee in his bonnet about Germany in particular, introducing sanctions against German companies, talking Germany down. And there was a hope that when Biden became president that the US would be an easier partner. But it's not been that comfortable.
I have you schon gewählt. Das eine Info sein zur Bundestagswahl.
Transatlantic relations is a huge topic in the EU right now. France leads the call for more strategic autonomy from Washington. Germany listens, but still hankers after more international cohesion. Germany's wealth, its influential position in Europe, also means there's growing international expectation on Berlin. I met human rights activist Abdul Rafi'i in an Afghan restaurant. He recently arrived in Frankfurt on the first German evacuation flight out of Kabul. He told me he missed home cooking.
My request would be for the new chancellor to somehow follow the previous chancellor's path, because she had an open arm for the refugees. It is for the good of Germany itself if they take much more active participation, either in humanitarian grounds or military operations and everything. For countries like Germany and powerful countries, I mean, if they control the terrorists, for example, the Taliban, for example, the ISIS, their public will be safe. But if you just stay behind saying that, okay, this is not my job or this is not my responsibility, you can't stay safe either.
Comfortable or not for Germany's next chancellor, growing international responsibility rests on his or her shoulders. Elections here are deceptively low-key. The impact of this vote will reverberate way beyond Germany's borders.